So Red Hat's been supporting the federal government in cloud computing in a number of ways. First, on a basic technology level, much of the innovation that's going on in cloud computing and virtualization has been happening in the open source world, and specifically in the open source Linux project. Red Hat is best known as a vendor of Linux services and support, and our engineers have been working for many years on virtualization technologies and doing what it is that we've always done with the open source community, which is creating an enabling layer that sits between your hardware and your applications and actually gives your applications access to some of the really interesting innovations that are going on down in the hardware. So in the kind of role as a hypervisor, in the role of as a software that hosts virtual guests in a cloud computing environment, we've been working in that space for quite some time. Second, I think it's really interesting if you look at a lot of the clouds that are being stood up now, like the RACE project over at DISA and elsewhere, you'll see that these cloud computing environments are really offering two platforms to their end users. One is Windows, and one is Linux, and most often specifically Red Hat Enterprise Linux. So that's kind of heartening to see this in conjunction with this move towards cloud computing. You're seeing a consolidation onto these two operating system platforms. That really, though, is just about technology and just delivering a low-cost, high-quality, very secure operating system, which is something we've been doing for the federal government for 10 years now. I think what's more interesting is the way in which we're able to provide some guidance and some best practices to federal agencies, specifically through our cloud provider certification programs. These programs give providers a set of best practices so that they know that they will be protected against it, what is a very quickly moving market. Red Hat is providing them a template for success.
Now, is there something specific in terms of that template? Maybe you can give us an example or two of what a CIO at Agency X should be thinking about if he or she is looking at cloud computing.
Yeah, sure. So there are a number of concerns, obviously. I mean, cloud computing is extremely disruptive. Cloud computing is extremely disruptive. So the CIO has a whole lot to think about. In most cases, you won't be providing your own cloud services. In most cases, a CIO will be a consumer of cloud services. And so as a consumer, you're interested in ensuring that you have a supportable standard build of your operating system so that you have a stable and predictable platform on which you can put your applications. You want the ability to be for those virtual guests that you're now running, you want those to be portable, right? So cloud computing isn't just about providing cheap computing cycles. It's also about the ability to compete the hosting of your applications in a with much less friction than you have today. Today, if you outsource your data center or you're hiring another organization to host your computing workloads, you have to worry about, okay, well, am I going to take a backup, and then I got to take the backup, and I got to go restore it to a new provider. It's an extremely costly process. Cloud computing, the promise of cloud computing anyway, is to provide enough interoperability, have enough standards, so that you should be able to easily move your workload from one provider to another, which creates a competitive market for these, or in any case, a much more competitive market than you would have before. So as you're evaluating cloud providers, you want to be thinking about, well, what is their interoperability? How well would they work with another cloud provider? How easily can I move my workload from one provider to another? You know, it's funny. For the last 10 years, Red Hat has really made its name taking folks from proprietary operating systems that were often tied to hardware. Here I'm thinking about HP UX or Solaris or things like that. Getting them off these proprietary hardware systems and proprietary operating systems and moving them onto commodity hardware, mostly on Intel and AMD architectures. And one of the big reasons why people wanted to make that move is so that they could compete their hardware. So if you had IBM, you wanted to be able to collect bids from Dell and HP as well. That competitive market drives down the cost of your hardware. In cloud computing now, we see that all of that progress over the last 10 years is starting to get undone. As people move on to these cloud environments, there's a danger that you're going to get locked into a particular hosting provider, a particular virtualization technology. So as you're evaluating these hosting providers, you want to be paying a lot of attention to interoperability, adherence to standards. You want to make sure that there's a safe exit strategy.